Just before we start, as Carol was praying about the stars singing, I was reminded of something about the wonders of creation. Some time ago, we went to a place called the Newt, which, if you've ever watched the OHS Garden Show, they used to sponsor it. And we visited the exhibition about bees and discovered something I never knew. Did you know that flowers sing? We can't hear them, but apparently pollinators can, and it helps attract them to the flowers. The detail of creation is just amazing. And this is our God. He made it. We might not hear it, but he hears it. And all those pollinators benefit from the music that the flowers produce. Isn't it wonderful? Absolutely incredible. Anyway, this morning we're going to begin a new series entitled Journey with Jesus. We're going to be looking at the story of Simon Peter in the Gospels. Peter is a great character and someone that perhaps many of us can identify with. He has a definite capacity for getting things wrong. And I'm sure quite a few of us can identify with that. And yet Jesus has a special place in his heart for him and a special place in his purposes. And we shall discover all of that and more as we journey through the story. We'll be looking at it over several weeks because there are other things happening in between, but we will be looking at about five different messages drawn from the life of Peter on the theme of journeying with Jesus. This morning, we're going to look at Peter's decision to follow Jesus. Many of us already will have made that decision, and perhaps this morning might encourage us to recommit to following Jesus wherever he might lead and however, whatever he might want us to do. And others here have perhaps not yet made that decision to follow Jesus, to hand over the leadership of your life to him. Perhaps Peter's story will help you take a step towards becoming a fully committed follower of Jesus. So the scripture that we're going to read is up there in the page numbers in the Bible, and I'm going to ask if Carol would come and read that to us now. Thank you, Carol.
Page 714, and it's partway down the second column. It's chapter 4 and verse 38. Jesus left the synagogue and went to the home of Simon. That's Simon Peter. Now, Simon Peter's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked Jesus to help her. So Jesus bent over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up at once and began to wait on them. At sunset, people brought to Jesus all who had various illnesses, and laying his hands on each one, he healed them. Moreover, demons came out of many people shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and wouldn't allow them to speak, because they knew he was the Messiah. At daybreak, Jesus went out to a solitary place. The people were looking for him. When they came to where he was, they tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said, "I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns also, because that is why I was sent." And he kept on preaching in the synagogues of Judea. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats, left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon Peter, and asked him to put out a little from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon Peter answered, "Master, We've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they'd done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in another boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they'd taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were Simon Peter's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled their nets up on the shore. They left everything and followed him. Amen.
So this morning we're going to look briefly at five steps on Peter's decision to follow Jesus. So step one was getting to know Jesus. Peter had been around Jesus for some time before he invited him to follow. He had the opportunity to hear some of his teaching, to see some of his miracles. Jesus visited Peter's home, probably to rest after a busy day of preaching in the synagogue. And while he was there, he healed Peter's mother-in-law. But that wasn't the reason he went. He was already there, and they asked if he could help. It seems to me that Jesus knew Peter and dropped in for rest and relaxation. And he stayed a long time, at least until sunset, and perhaps even until the following morning when he went out to pray. Jesus, it seemed, had got to know Peter, and it was natural for him to drop in for refreshment. So the first step in becoming a follower of Christ is to spend time getting to know him. And there are various ways in which we can do that. We can do that by reading about him in the Bible, particularly in the Gospels. We can do that by hearing about him at church. One of the other really useful things we can do is we can talk to people who know him and find out why it was that they decided to follow Jesus. You see, Jesus is not just someone who lived a long time ago. Jesus is alive today, and he is at work in the lives of ordinary people. And we can find out more about him by talking to others, by sharing testimony as to what he's doing. He is alive and he's at work, and it's one of the ways in which we can discover and get to know more about him. And then, of course, we could attend an inquirer's course like Alpha, which will help us discover more of him from the Bible. The second step in Peter's journey to get to know Jesus was getting involved. Jesus invites Peter to help him in his ministry by lending him his boat so that he could put some distance between him and the crowd and be able to address them and teach them. And Peter takes another step towards following, becoming one of his followers. Now, for us, there are a large variety of ways in which we can be involved. These are just some of the opportunities. Welcome. We can help and welcome, greeting people as they arrive at the door, making them feel welcome, just a friendly smile and a handshake or a hug or whatever's appropriate really helps. You know, some years ago, we went to a church where I was actually had a role to play. And when I arrived there, there was nobody in the door. Everybody was running around. I arrived early, about 10 minutes, 15 minutes early. Nobody would come welcome us. And I thought, if I were a visitor, I'd never come back. That welcome is so important. So that's one of the ways in which we can help, and we're grateful for all those who do that. We can help by serving refreshments, which involves basically setting up beforehand, serving drinks, and then loading up the dishwasher after the service. We can join in a growth group. At present, we're meeting together fortnightly, but there are two occasions. And when we have our smaller groups, they're in a whole variety of different days and different times to suit people. So that's another way in which we can get involved. We could get involved in helping with the PA. Now, I must confess, that requires a bit more technical know-how. But I'm sure we've got people amongst us who are technically competent, at least one or two, and training will be given. So if that's your thing, then that would be much appreciated. We can help by you running the song projection. Now, that is a whole lot easier, and it can be easily explained. It's very easily done, and again, we would like to expand the team of people who are doing that, so that each person doesn't have to serve quite so long. And at least one of the people who's been doing it for some time is thinking that it might be time to step down. So we're looking for some extra help in that area. And then finally, there are various maintenance jobs done at various times, and whatever your level of skills, there is some way in which you could help and some jobs that you could do. You may not feel that you are a fully committed Christian, but there are still lots of ways in which you can get involved. And involvement is one of the ways, best ways, to learn more. We all benefit from other people serving. Perhaps it may be time for you to step up. And then the next step in Peter's journey was learning to trust Jesus. Peter takes a big step when Jesus asks him to go fishing. And he goes. And this was not what Peter expected to do. They'd fished all night. They caught nothing. They were already cleaning their nets. Going fishing in the morning is not the time they would usually go fishing. The only reason they went fishing was because Jesus told them to. And I think Peter, it seemed to me, set aside the fear that it might all fail in order to follow what Jesus was asking him to do. And that might be a relevant message for some of us. You know, sometimes the feeling, the fear of failure can be very strong. I know a lot about that. And the thing is that when we do what Jesus asks us to do, we leave the results to him. Now, when Peter did what Jesus asked him to do, the result was absolutely phenomenal. 2 boatloads of fish so heavy that they began to sink. Peter discovered that Jesus could help in everyday tasks of life, and he was completely taken by surprise. So can I encourage you to involve Jesus in the everyday affairs of your life? Talk with him through the day. Pray about the things you're facing at work, at home, at study, whatever you're doing. You know, it's lovely often to see people perhaps doing the Alpha course when they do the session on prayer and they begin to pray and discover that Jesus can help them with the everyday details of their life. And you know, they're surprised and they get excited, and it's just lovely to see that. So can I encourage you to do that? And then the next step for Peter was realizing who Jesus is. Going back to the story of Peter suddenly attention is drawn from what Jesus has just done in terms of the miracle of the fish to the person of Jesus and who he is. Peter becomes aware that Jesus is more than just a good teacher, that he is more than just someone who can work miracles. He becomes aware of Jesus' holiness and his authority. And in response, he feels himself to be unworthy, a sinner unfit to be in Jesus' presence. And he falls on his knees, asking Jesus to depart from him. You know, and this reaction is the reaction that we often see in the Bible when people encounter God. It happened to Isaiah when he had the vision of God in the temple. And he immediately felt his own unworthiness in the presence of God's holiness. And that's the sort of reaction that Peter had. He fell on his knees. I'm sure at this point, Peter did not realize everything he would subsequently come to know about the person of Jesus, but he realizes sufficient to feel his own sense of sin and unworthiness. What possible association could he have with someone like Jesus? And Jesus responds with words of assurance and acceptance. He says, "Do not be afraid." He assures Peter that he has a place for him in his purposes. He says, "From now on, you will fish for people." Realizing who Jesus is a key step on the pathway to becoming a real follower of Jesus. We do not become Christians because of what Jesus can do for us. We become Christians because of who he is. That's why we follow him, because of who he is. We realize our own unworthiness to associate with him, but we respond to his invitation to follow and to be part of what he's doing. And then the final step. Oh, sorry, getting behind with my PowerPoint. The nice thing is you can make mistakes and it doesn't really matter, does it? Because forgiveness is available. Deciding to follow Jesus. Having come to this point, Peter is ready to take that step of commitment. He's ready to give up his previous way of life to follow Jesus. Peter expressed that commitment by giving up his business to follow Jesus. I think in my experience, Jesus quite frequently might ask for some definite expression of our commitment to follow him. Not usually a change of job, but some definite way in which we show we are willing to put him first. And one of the ways the Bible asks us to do that is by being baptized. So if you've decided to follow Jesus, but you've not yet taken that step of baptism, the question I want to ask you this morning is, what's holding you back? What's holding you back? It's a way of expressing that wholehearted commitment that I am going to follow Jesus. I will be a loyal follower of his because I know who he is and I want to follow him. So perhaps that might speak to some of us here this morning. And if you would like to learn more about baptism, you could talk to myself or Carol or anyone on the leadership team. And then I'd like to speak for a moment to those who have not yet made that decision to follow Jesus. We are delighted that you're still journeying with us as a church. But if you would like to know more, then joining one of our Alpha courses can be a great way to discover more about Jesus. And if you'd like to learn more about that, you could talk to Carol or Alison. But if you have been learning for these weeks, perhaps months, perhaps even longer, about Jesus, about who he is, about what he's done for us, what is it that holds you back from taking that step, like Peter, and saying, "I will follow. I will go where you lead. I will hand over the leadership of my life to you." What's holding you back? We're going to have a few minutes of quiet prayer. Many of us have already made that decision to follow Jesus. And perhaps this morning, as we think of Peter and his step of commitment in following Jesus, we might be encouraged to recommit our lives to him, to go where he leads, to do what he prompts us to do. And for those of us who's not yet making that step, what is it that's holding you back? Journeying with Jesus is really an adventure. So what's stopping you? So I just want to allow a few minutes of quiet so that each of us in our hearts can respond. Jesus, we want to thank you this morning that you have an adventure in store for each one of us who is willing to follow you. However unworthy or unprepared we feel, you invite us to simply follow where you lead. And we know that when we do that, we can trust you for the outcome of those things that you asked us to do. And so, once again, from the bottom of our hearts, we want to express that commitment that we will follow you, we will go where you lead, we will do what you ask us to do. We will discover the adventure that you have in store for us. And for those of us who have not yet taken that step, we pray that you would work in our hearts by your Holy Spirit to enable us to set aside any hesitancy or fear that we might have and take that step of trust to hand over the leadership of our lives to him, because we know that he will